The report entitled Stop and Frisk in the de Blasio Era shows a 98% drop in the tactic since 2011. And that's great news, says the NYCLU's legal director, Christopher Dunn.
But there are a number of things that are concerning. First, there continue to be huge racial disparities in stops, with blacks and Latinos being the ones stopped about 80% of the time. We also know that about 80% of instances people stopped are completely innocent.
The tactic is used when the officer suspects the person has a gun.
Only 6% of people who are frisked are found to have a weapon, and only a quarter of those weapons are guns.
A police spokesman did not address the racial disparities in stop and frisk, but said the sharp decline in stops reflects the deliberate shift in NYPD's strategic focus over the past several years to precise, surgical targeting of crime and criminals. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.